This is Hockey Prospect Radio on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio, partner with ECAC Hockey, the leaders in hockey on and off the ice. Learn more at ecachockey.com. Happy to have on Casey Jones, head coach of Cornell University for the men's team. Casey, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here.
I know you have a little bit of time. You got some exhibition games coming up, and then you have a little bit of a road trip. And then you have four games at home. You only have four games till, and then it's almost Christmas time. Everybody else is on the road, so you're in enemy territory for a little while. So, how have you prepared your players this year to basically we're going to be on the road. We're going to have to grind out some games. We're not going to be at home, so get ready. Buckle up.
Like we like the confines of Lahaina too, so it's tough. We like to get off. We're excited to obviously to play at home. Some of the best fans in the country, but it is what it is. Sometimes it's with the with we have a large turnover, so we have a big freshman class. And I'll be honest, sometimes with those young guys, it's easier to play on the road than it is to play at home. They get a little bit more nervous, uptight, worried about performing, and all that. So it'll give us an opportunity to get together as a group. Yeah, it is what it is. The schedule comes out every year. Some of it's out of your control, right? We control the non-conference games, but the way the league schedule flows, it's out of your control. So you deal with what they send you. And I'm just excited about the fact that we're full go here a little bit starting the third. It's a lot earlier start date for the Ivies here this year, earliest ever. So we're excited to kind of get all those practices under our belt and get rolling here with the exhibition on the 17th.
One of the things that people may not realize about ECAC, and particularly even the Ivies as well, is how many drafted NHL drafted players you have. Because sometimes the focus always goes to the usually the big four: Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota, Boston University, Boston College. And then you look at these rosters, I'm like, there's a lot of like NHL talent here. And one of the things I found really interesting about your team is, you're just under 21 years of age on average. So you do have a lot of freshmen coming in, but you're a big team. On average, you're 6'2" and 195 pounds. So, you must have like recruited a bunch of big farm boys out there because you're going to be hard to play in the trenches.
Yeah, I think the thing I'm most impressed with right now being on the ice with our guys is we do have length. And I think it's, with all the rule changes, everybody talked about how it was going to give room for the smaller player. It's just the game's so fast right now. So length and speed and we have good hockey IQ. So those having the ability to skate and have the ability to think it, being on the ice, for a little bit with our guys right now, I do know we have those two qualities, which we're big. So it's going to give us a chance to, we be, so we're going to look really good sometimes early here with the, and then we're going to look like we need some work, but for the most part, we're going to be difficult to play against for those reasons you stated.
I think sometimes in hockey we like to overcomplicate this game, and it's really about creating time and space and taking away time and space. And
Yeah.
if you can take away a player's time and space, it's funny. I had the conversation, when Rick Nash was on our show, and he goes, the defensemen that drove me nuts weren't necessarily the bangers and crashers or the really high skilled guys. It was the lengthy, lanky arm, long stick guys who just got in my way. He said it just drove me bananas.
Yeah. So when I went to, I took a chance. I went to Ohio State back in the day as an assistant coach, and I got in that league. And ultimately, I want to win a national championship, right? And that's why I'm back here. I feel that Cornell presents us that opportunity. But when I got back into CCHA, Michigan State, like you had small D, you couldn't handle their forwards. They had NHL talent on that roster. And I told myself, I'm going to get length back there. I'm going to get guys that can skate. You're going to get guys that can make simple plays and take time and space away from them. And as soon as we went that model at Ohio State, we went boom right into competition on a high level against those teams, and we carried it through. I had it at Clarkson, and then we had it already here at Cornell. Mike believes in that, having length back there and being difficult to play against, and we just did it in recruiting this year. We matriculated another good group of players back there, good foot speed. Length, and so I'm excited about that. We have that's a big area of turnover for us. So we got to get some of the habits and details down back there. But like I said, we're long and we can skate and we can think it. So that's an exciting place to start.
Nothing against a small D man. I was a smaller D man, but at the end of the day, if you look, even if you look at the NHL playoffs, look at all the Stanley Cup winners over the last decade, other than Colorado, there are all these tall, lanky defensemen who can move and have really good puck management. And that transfers, I think, over into the ECAC. I think sometimes the misconception is that it's more of a high pace. It has high pace, but it's more of a fancy game, and it's really not. It's actually, if you look at all the ECA players that move on into the NHL, into the American League, like they're the guys who can play any kind of role, and they play playoff style hockey. So that's why I actually really like going to see ECAC hockey live, is because it really emulates that. It emulates playoff hockey more than perhaps any other conference.
Yeah, it's big boy hockey. We like to say that. We think we can take that on the road. I think it's a model that allows you to have success when you're in a non-conference competition, played against those teams. But you got to get inside the dots, and it's not easy in your league. And obviously, that's if you want to play at the next level, that's what you got to be able to do as an offensive player. You better be able to get inside the dots against good defensive teams, against size and strength. And I think our league prepares that. I think we're a great breeding ground for that. They're competitive every night, and I think our league will be better this year too. I like the recruiting class our teams have brought in. So yeah, it's a tough grind every night, and like it's prepared. The teams that moved on to tournament have had success, so it shows with that. The teams are standing. Our best teams at the end of the year, they can go toe to toe at the end of the year and move on to tournament. They've had success.
I'd like to ask you about the legacy of Mike Schaefer. Anytime you're a coach at a program for that length of time, there is something embedded into the culture of Cornell hockey, into the university. Talk about the legacy he built there and how much that matters to you personally, but also to the program. And how do you, as an individual, carry that forward? Because it must be exciting for you, but also, in the back of your mind, it might be a little bit daunting because it's, even though Mike is your buddy, it's Mike Schaefer.
Yeah, it's when you look back at it, like as an alum, that's a dream job for me, right? Cornell hockey. I played here and all that, but I never really thought of it because it was in such good hands with Mike, right? As an alum, you're proud. You always want your alma mater and you want them to have success, right? It was four of my best years of my life were here. And then, you look at his legacy, the thing that his teams always competed, always prepared, always difficult to play against. When he had offensive capabilities, they maxed out and they got there. They're always at the end competing for championships. People don't realize is that, as competitive as Mike seems, his relationships were great with the players. He challenged them and pushed them, but he had that open door policy there where guys, they were in video, he was hanging there. But the work that he did in the community and his community service projects, if you go through the stuff that he's done outside of hockey to teach young guys and teach these guys and help them grow outside of the sport, we could go on. Stuff he's worked done down in Dominican with a group to build stuff in the Inskeep community. I mean, his outreach has been absolutely phenomenal. And he's brought all his guys along about giving back and about being a part of it. And really making it important that about the team and about giving back. It's that to me is like something I don't know a lot of people realize that. And we're excited because he's going to go into the Hall of Fame this fall here at Cornell. Well deserved. I mean, his career speaks for itself, right? His career as a gentleman, as a person, as a family guy, second to none in my opinion. So we're sorry. He's still in. I'm trying. We're trying. We're going to try to keep him involved if we can here. He's close, Frank. Close. Like, I mean, you ever talk hockey with Mike? He loves the sport, right? And he wears it on his sleeve. So you're not gonna have someone like that in the community and not lean on and not to bounce stuff off and all that. And so I'm excited he's going to be here still in the winters and that. And hopefully he's around. He pops in and out of the rink here occasionally, and the guys are excited to see him. We're all excited. Day's always better when we see him at line. That's good.
Casey, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. And this is another episode of Hockey Prospect Radio on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio. You can listen to the show on the SiriusXM app. Follow us on Twitter at HP Radio and at SiriusXM NHL Network Radio.com. Thank you, and we will see you at the rink.